We're learning more about the deadly school shooting at Central Visual and Performing Arts High School in St. Louis. Here's the current timeline of what happened. A lockdown was first called yesterday morning, followed by active shooter drills 20 minutes later. The police arrived within 5 minutes of those drills, and 5 minutes later, the police engaged the suspect and the threat was ended.
Excuse me.
A lockdown was first called yesterday morning, followed by active shooter drills 20 minutes later. The police arrived within 5 minutes of those drills, and 5 minutes later, the police engaged the suspect and the threat was ended. Students were then evacuated. Some students ran to a nearby park during the incident, so measures were taken to reunite the students before a news release was sent out a little after 11 o'clock in the morning.
Something is wrong here. Dead giveaway.
Charles, thank you very much.
Dead giveaway.
They banging on Mr. Williams' room door. They shot like 4 times. It was a right man.
That 19-year-old gunman who killed a teacher and a student at his alma mater.
It was a right man. He said, all y'all are going to die. Everyone is scared. It was too much going on, and I'm just glad that I'm okay.
Okay, you heard the man say that?
Yes, with my own ears.
Do you understand?
No. I don't understand.
Oh.
A few hours ago, our Robert Townsend spoke with the father of the young girl killed today. Robert continues our team coverage live outside the high school with the emotional interview you will only see here.
She was the little girl that I love to see, that I love to hear from. No matter how I felt, I can talk to her, and it was all right. That was my baby. She was everything to me. Joyful, wonderful, great person.
Killed today.
Bullshit, and let it ring through the land.
Misty Falstich, she teaches world history and sociology at that high school. Ms. Falstich, I know this is very, very difficult for you. I appreciate your time. How are you doing this morning?
Night was hard, I think, for a lot of us. A lot of us didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I'm sorry. I think it's just waking up again. And I feel like I got about 3 hours of sleep last night. I feel like seeing it for the first time again. It's just that, it's that reminder that I got a text from another teacher this morning and she said, I woke up and it wasn't a dream. And that's how I feel like a lot of us are feeling right now. No. I also do want to, if you don't mind, if I could make one correction. Ms. Kushka's name is pronounced Kushka. It's Kushka.
Sure.
What I will say is this person obviously was a human, and part of why I'm going to be okay saying that is because Ms. Kushka believed that. She said that. She said that before anything else, we are all humans, and she didn't put exceptions for that in there. And in a moment like this, can we comprehend or understand in any way why they did what they did? No. And we're devastated for it. And lives were lost for it. And the damage that was done is irreparable. And what was done to those families is irreparable. But I have to also carry on believing what Kushka said, because I know that she would want us to believe what she said, which is that before anything else, we are humans.
Lockdown was first called yesterday morning, followed by active shooter drills 20 minutes later.
Autumn is here with us, and she is a student at Gateway. Could you tell us what you experienced?
It was just a horrible lockdown, like making us nervous and all, like not telling us what's going on. And then it's like other students from Collegiate and CVAP, I believe, it's like they're coming here, and it's like they don't know how many active shooters there were. And it's like you're bringing them to our school, and it's like, what happens if that they were actually shooting, and it's like they came to our school, then what were y'all going to do? So it's like kind of nerve-wracking, you know? Like,
And what were they saying? What were they doing when they came here?
They didn't say anything to us. Like, we didn't hear from, like, for like an hour, 30 minutes. You didn't hear anything from teachers, principal, nothing. We're just sitting there, just to let our minds wander, you know?
So it was just kind of scary at the moment because you didn't know who the shooter was or where they were.
Yes.
Gotcha. And what was it like to see your mom?
I was happy because it's like I wanted to go home and it's like, you know, be safe with my mom. So, yeah.
A lockdown was first called yesterday morning, followed by active shooter drills 20 minutes later.